they're hungry, but we just have to teach them, and they need to get that experience early. You know, we're going to get really good at four plays. We got Kineth back at the quarterback position again. We got a nice offensive line. A lot of it's intact from last year, to be honest with you, or got a lot of playing time. Got Kurt Vogel up front. He's back. And, you know, we still have our leading rusher back that came off the leg injury from last year. He'll start getting some totes around game three or four. Maybe he'll play defensive back for us by game two. We're taking it slow with him and Cruz Ibarra. Once he gets back, we're going to be pretty solid. Just, again, we need to get that experience factor done. But with our strength of schedule this year, that's going to be hard to do, but they're going to be forced into the fire, and we'll see how they play. Up front, you know, Kurt's at linebacker. We got the Trigger boys up there also. Travis playing the end, and Justin's in the middle. They're solid. And Joe DeVault will play that one defensive end. But again, it's going to be that experience. These kids are going to have to get it early, and hopefully we can get a couple breaks early and be able to hold some people down. You know, we just want to keep them off the field with our offense so they can't score if they don't have the ball. That's the most important thing. I think us getting the experience, and these sophomores that I'm talking about, and these players that just came out, that's their first year playing. I think if they mature a lot and somehow, you know, be selfless and play as a team, especially we get through this first three or four games pretty well, and we accept that challenge, and I think that's going to make us better. If we can get out of there with a decent record or at least play well in those four games, you know, hopefully by the mid-season to the end of the year, we're going to be a pretty good football team.
I think I agree with everything you said. This is going to be a very good football team, but I still think this team starts and ends with Cruz Ibarra's health. And if he can get back on the field, even mid-season, and kind of get into that mid-season form come the end of the year, I think he adds another gear to this offense. This offense, in my opinion, is not as good as it was last year. They're really missing their play-action pass guy in Wyatt Janowak. And I don't think it's possible to fill in what he has given them the last couple years. But this team is very, very good, and if you think of a Coach Brown team, you think of one that's defensively sound, and that he didn't mention a lot about that because it's already assumed. This team is going to play good defense, and they got the quarterback back. I think Kineth will be really good, but I know this team starts and ends with defense. The question is, can they score enough touchdowns? I think they can. This team should make another deep run.
You mentioned defense, Dave, and you mentioned Wyatt Janowak, and not only was he a great offensive threat, a great blocker, pass catcher, but defensively he was one of their leaders as well. So they missed Janowak on both sides of the ball, but I like what they have back with Curtis Vogel, Travis Trigger. I agree. Cruz Ibarra, before he got hurt, was maybe the most dynamic running back, and it's no disrespect to Mike Craig, but Cruz Ibarra was electric if you got to see him, and it was unfortunate he got injured, but they were very fortunate to have a guy like Kenton Bowerman come up and step up. And what Kenton Bowerman did for them was amazing. But this year, there's no Kenton Bowerman coming through that door. So Cruz Ibarra, like you said, his health is very, very important.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about Isaac Kineth, honestly. Talking to Coach Brown last week, he didn't hide the fact that Kineth wasn't really the guy going into the season last year. They wanted a senior quarterback. They had some injury problems. But as the season went along, they really let him open up the offense. And by the end of the year, you know, he's quarterback in the state championship. So I'm excited to see what he does this year. Obviously, Curtis Vogel, he's going to be a stud on both sides of the ball. But really, for Tuckerville, it's going to be getting through those first four games. I mean, that's going to be pretty tough. And then you open up conference play with Kingston. So.
Tuckerville home is on the road this Friday at Flint International House of Pancakes. We will have them in week number 8 on the WLW Sports Network as Tuckerville goes to North Huron. It's time for a short break. This past segment of The Strong Side was presented by McCormick Motors of Pidgeon, home of the honest sale. See Marion Schiller, Alec McCormick today and see why all roads lead to McCormick Motors in Pidgeon. Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy, That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Thumb Bank and Trust presents a rewards program where you choose where to spend those points. This is Pam from your Thumb Bank office in Cass City. Each time you use your Thumb Bank and Trust Master Money Card, you earn points. Unlike other programs where it takes forever for your points to accumulate and you have only limited options on where to spend those points. Or if your current financial institution is eliminating points altogether, You Choose Rewards changes all of that. Ask about the You Choose program at Thumb Bank, and you'll be stunned by the hundreds of retailers where you can earn big rewards and the thousands of redemption choices. The more you use your card, the more points you earn. Just go to www.thumb.bank and click on the You Choose Rewards link to sign up. It's that easy. Then you can start earning money while you shop. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Thumb Bank and Trust, with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network. This segment of The Strong Side being presented to you by longtime sponsor, Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Life is painful enough, no need to feel in your back too. That's Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, just west of Light in Bad Axe, and a second location on the east side of Sandusky, across from Dairy Queen. So you can leave your appointment and go straight to Dairy Queen. What a joy. All right, let's move on now to the Greater Thumb Conference. We'll start in the west and make our way east, and that leads us to Patriot Country. The USA Patriots, now on the second year with Josh Hahn at the helm, who went 5-5 last year. The Patriots, they lost in the playoffs to Cass City 0-28 in the first week of the playoffs. They're shut out in week one against Ubley 0-34, but then they won four of their next five but lost three of their last four games. So what does this season look like?
This season looks like low numbers. They have the lowest numbers of anybody that, of any 11-player team that we've seen this year. I think, 14 on varsity and 11 on JV. That is alarming.
Well, we caught up with Josh Hahn on either the third or fourth day of practice, Paul P. Adams, and this is what it sounded like.
Obviously, we got to stay healthy, you know, do the little things, play good football, fundamentally sound, blocking, tackling, and obviously you always need a little luck to go your way. We have a good group of kids. We don't have a lot of them, but the ones we have been here, you know, all winter, all summer, and if we do all the little things right, usually the games kind of take care of themselves. We just, you have to, it's calculated risk. You know, kids got to be ready to play, so obviously you got to give them contact in practice. You don't want to shy away from that, because then they do get hurt in games. But to say that we can pound, you know, 3, 4, 5 days a week in the, you know, before games is, you know, we can't do that right now. We have to be smart about how we condition. You know, with that many guys, we have to be in good shape, but also be very fundamentally sound so guys aren't getting injured. Every school would probably tell you, you know, you got to be able to run the football and you got to be able to play good defense. You know, for us, it's we have a pretty young team. I think we have 6 seniors. Most of them played quite a bit last year, but the rest of my guys are juniors and sophomores. So they're going to be inexperienced. So this is going to be a big learning year for them. It's how fast they pick things up and how well we can execute, you know, like I said earlier, the fundamentals of blocking and tackling. We won't sacrifice those early, though, to, you know, we focus on a lot of fundamentals and we don't get to as many plays the first few weeks because we wanted to do it right. We want to build for week 7, 8, 9, and then obviously the postseason run if you get there. So we'll continue to do that. It's good to be back. We're a lot more, I guess, in the routine. There's not as much new things to teach kids. It's more expected now. Now it's just trying to get a few more kids that want to come out and have a good experience. We had a really big senior class, and a lot of those kids are playing college baseball, college basketball. So we had some pretty good athletes. Those are tough shoes to fill. But like every program, you know, you want to try to reload rather than rebuild and expect juniors to pick, to make big leaps as seniors, just like we asked that group last year. And hopefully